You there. Get up. Don't you worry, I won't let them punish you for this. I want to talk to you for a minute. I've seen you look at me. You think I haven't noticed? Most slaves keep their eyes on the ground, on our fields or on their work, but you keep looking right at me when you think I'm not paying attention. You look at my hair or at my skirt. You look at what I'm writing or reading. And I can't help but wonder why. Speak up. Well, you'd best think I'm pretty. I'm the plantation owner's daughter. If you didn't find me attractive, well, then we'd have a problem now, wouldn't we? Come sit on the porch. It's all right. The overseer's not going to hurt you if he sees you talking to me. Have you ever been punished here before? Am I talking to one of our problem slaves? Is that what you are? Just once, all right. What were you caught doing? Visiting someone after hours? Another slave? Well, that's just to keep order, you know. Having to deal with a pregnancy is such a nuisance for my father. It's best just not to risk it and split the couples up. And anyway, someone once told me that you Negroes can't really love the way the rest of us can. You're just like animals, they said. I don't think that's true, of course. If you were just animals, you wouldn't be able to understand all the work we give you. At least that's how I figure it. I mean, you can talk. You obviously have opinions if you think I'm pretty. I've seen some of you cry before, or get tired and faint. So I reckon you're not just animals. Well, I'm glad you agree. What are you looking at? My book. It's poetry. You'd never understand it, even if I read it out loud to you. You want me to try? You know that's against the law, reading to a slave. It could cost my father $500. You don't want me to risk that just to read something you won't even understand, do you? I'm glad to hear it. But, lucky for you, both my parents are away on business. It's just my older sister running the plantation now, and she's almost as daft as one of you. She'd never catch me. Here, let's sit down on this bench. My legs get so sore from standing so long in the heat. Even when we're under the shade right here. Let's see. This poem's called The Chimney Sweeper. It's from William Blake's series called The Songs of Experience. It's one of my favorites. A little black thing among the snow, crying weep, weep in notes of woe. Where are thy father and mother, say? They are both gone up to the church to pray. Because I was happy upon the heath and smiled among the winter's snow, they clothed me in the clothes of death and taught me to sing the notes of woe. And because I am happy and dance and sing, they think they have done me no injury and are gone to praise God and his priest and king who make up a heaven of our misery. You know, sometimes I think it's just terrible what they do up there in England, making those boys work so hard day and night in the cold, for almost no pay, too. It's just terrible, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, there's your poetry lesson. Please don't tell anyone that you saw me reading this. It's bad enough that I'm reading to you, but I stole it off of my father's shelf. I'm not supposed to be reading it either. These days, it seems all people let me read is the Bible. It's so frustrating not doing what you want to do, reading what you want to read. Being a woman's so hard sometimes. People don't talk about it much, but some things just seem so unfair. But you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? You've been working here since you were a boy. I read your records. I read that at the plantation before, when you were only 8 years old, that you got a harsh lashing, didn't you? And you were so weak that they just wanted to get rid of you. You should be grateful to my father, you know, for buying you, I mean. Do you still have the scars? I want to see them. Take off your shirt. It's all right, no one's going to see us except maybe the other slaves, and their word means nothing against mine. Take it off. I can see them. You don't mind if I touch, do you? They're still sensitive, aren't they? I can tell by the way you flinch. They didn't even just lash on your back, they did it on your front, too. That must have been so hard at such a young age. You're very strong, you know, for enduring all that, for continuing to work for us. Not that you had a choice, but I appreciate it. Say, can I kiss you? Would you like that? You're very good at that, you know. I can see why my father was worried. The way your scars feel on my lips, too. The way they trace over your muscles. You like it, too. I can tell. I can feel your cock underneath your pants. It's getting hard. You don't mind if I give it some attention, do you? I didn't think you would. Now take off your pants and let me put that cock in my mouth. So big. Oh, so hard. Do you like my hands cupping your balls? I hope it feels nice. My sister told me I had to learn how to pleasure a man before I married. Or else they'd be disappointed on our honeymoon. I think it makes sense to practice on slaves, don't you? I think it makes sense to practice on you in particular. I like you, and you think I'm pretty. No one ever has to know about us. That's it. Go ahead. Don't you dare ruin my dress. You best come in my mouth, sir, or I'm gonna be very upset. Come for me. Now, don't you think that was worth the risk? Well, my father's not back for another week or so. I think we can do this a few more times before then, don't you?